The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has warned that enemies are seeking to foment discord among Shia and Sunni Muslims by fueling sectarianism. In his message released at a ceremony to commemorate Peshmerga martyrs in the city of Sanandaj, Ayatollah Khamenei urged Shia and Sunni Muslims to remain vigilant against plots. Saudi jets have conducted fresh airstrikes on Yemen after a five-day ceasefire came to an end on Sunday. Northern Sa'dah and southern Aden provinces have been the targets of fresh attacks. Saudi planes frequently violated the truce. More than 3,700 people have been killed since Saudi bombardment began in March. Ali Akbar Velayati, senior advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, says an immediate end to Saudi airstrikes on Yemen must be a precondition for any negotiations on the country's future. Velayati made the remarks during a visit to Lebanon. He said that such talks should be mediated by the UN. Iran's foreign minister has called on the United Nations to establish protected areas for humanitarian access in Yemen. Mohammad Javad Zarif says it's regrettable that humanitarian aid to Yemen has been blocked. He called on the UN to use every possibility to extend the ceasefire in the war-torn country. Reports suggest that Saudi Arabia is seeking to purchase nuclear weapons from Pakistan. The Sunday Times has quoted a former U.S. defense official saying that Riyadh has made the strategic decision after an agreement with Islamabad. Thousands of Iraqi volunteer forces have arrived in Anbar province to join the battle against the ISIL terrorists. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Shia fighters says that the volunteer troops have drawn up plans for a joint massive offensive with government forces to retake Ramadi from the Takfiri terrorists. Iran's defense minister, Brigadier General Hossein Dehghan, has arrived in the Iraqi capital Baghdad to hold talks with senior Iraqi officials, including Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi. The pre-scheduled visit comes just a day after ISIL terrorists announced that they have recaptured full control of the flashpoint city of Ramadi in Anbar province. In protests against Burundi's president's bid to run for a third term have resumed in the East African country. On Sunday, Pierre Nkurunziza urged people to stop protests to pave the way for parliamentary elections later this month. Troops have been deployed on the streets of the capital, Bujumbura, to quell demonstrations.